I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and our guest this week on Wordmaster is writer Paul Dixon, just out with a new version of Slang, the Topical Dictionary of Americanisms.
Most slang dictionaries all go A to Z, and they commingle the slang of politics and the slang of baseball and the slang of criminals and the slang of all these other things into one thing. What I realized was that really that's not how people actually operate. So I broke it down into all the components. Use car slang and the slang of people outdoors, people who work outdoors, the slang of tradespeople, the slang of real estate. All of these things, because when you create a group of people, one of the first things they do is they build their own little language to sort of identify them as such. So a person who's a commercial fisher person has a vastly different language than, say, somebody's a computer programmer or somebody who works in a circus. And so what I tried to do is break it down into over 40 different pieces.
So, for example, if you use the term dancing baloney, to me, I've never heard that term before, but I see it here in your dictionary.
Yes.
What is explain dancing baloney.
Dancing baloney are animated GIF files, which are, you know, digital images, and other web files that are useless and serve simply to impress the client. And so somebody might say in a cube, Bob, they said, this web page looks kind of dull. Maybe we should throw in some dancing baloney to help it.
So just kind of flash on the
page. Yeah, one of my favorite ones is buzzword compliant. Buzzword compliant means that the person who's writing a memo or something that's going through the corporate mechanisms has all the buzzwords, all the hottest terms that upper management wants them to have in the document. So if the buzzword this month is blue team, red team, something or other, that goes in the document. And they might even not know what it is, but they want to make sure that, oh, this is all right. This has got all the buzzwords in it. And another one I love is catering vulture, and which means that somebody, people in an office building, let's say that there's an executive luncheon or something, and these are underlings that basically wait till all the VIPs are out of the suite.
And then they go and eat the food.
And then they grab the food. Or there's a party, you know, some special name. They come in early in the morning, and there's stuff left over from the night before.
This isn't the first edition of this book.
No. No, what happened was, this is the third. The first one came out in 1991. And each dictionary changed radically, because my idea was to capture like a snapshot for that moment. So there are things in the first book that are long gone. I mean, the first book came out before the internet. And so each time, so all of these things are electric. So one of my favorites is this thing called CubeSpeak.
Well, can we talk about that a little bit?
Yes, CubeSpeak is, in the United States especially, and I'm probably true all over the world, the modern office building is really a section of cubes. In the old days, people had their own separate little house, a little building, you know, room inside the office. Now they are all these cubes. They all have a computer, and they all have this, and they all have that. And so it's a very irreverent language of sort of, not the corporate executive, but the corporate underling. And so, for example, one of my favorites is prairie dogging. And that's when something happens, some loud noise, or somebody yells, and everybody starts popping up over the edge of their cubicles. And, you know, they're like prairie dogs popping out of a hole in the desert.
Prolific writer Paul Dixon is the author of Slang, the Topical Dictionary of Americanisms. He says the value of slang is often in its ability to communicate complex ideas simply and quickly.
But his advice to English learners is to listen carefully to how others use slang, because as everyone knows, a person can sound foolish using slang incorrectly.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And to learn more about American English, go to voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.
What happens to the notes from the little bitty fiddle? It's a great big riddle. It's the riddle of the fiddle. What happens to the notes from the little bitty fiddle?
Well, they roll and tumble and roll all around down a hole in the ground where the prairie dogs go.
What happens to the notes from the old guitar? Do they travel far to a distant star? What happens to the notes from the old guitar?
Well, they roll and tumble and roll all around down a hole in the ground where the prairie dogs go.